when asked about the full episode by my team, led by my publicist and communications director, this was the response that we received. There were some extremely abusive and threatening comments that were being made towards both Kerry and Jamel. And while these comments were a violation of the YouTube community guidelines, they were so frequent in number that the safety algorithm was missing many of them. The decision was made to turn off the comments. Please let us know if you want to discuss further. We apologize for the error and want to ensure that we had every intention in good faith to maintain the holistic conversation. I agree. I believe them about part one. Let me get to part two. Ladies and gentlemen, I would never have read what I just read to you if all that we were talking about were threats to Kerry and Jamel, because my concern for them is real. I don't want anybody bothering them in that regard. You can disagree with them. What the hell is up with the threats, peoples? These are our sisters. Chill the hell out. Don't be threatening them. Kerry doesn't deserve that. Jamel Hill doesn't deserve that. I don't support that one bit. Calm the hell down. Do not threaten them. They don't deserve that. Disagreement, fine. Don't go any further than that, please. They don't deserve that. This is a discussion amongst adults. But let me tell you why I read that part. Because respectfully to Team Jamel Hill and Kerry Champion, if you were so concerned about the threats and the abusive language in the comment section over part two, why couldn't you just leave the interview well enough alone and move on? Why you keep talking about it? What if you talking about it reversed it and then it turned to me getting threats? Is that okay with you? I don't want you getting threatened. I don't want you receiving abusive and incendiary language. Do you want that for me? Why can't you leave well enough alone? I did the interview earlier this week, 5-6 days ago. I haven't said a word until now. And that was because of y'all post-show, your interpretation of the show without editing the full show for everybody to see, combined with you going on Joy Reid's show. What's up? Can we leave it alone? Personally speaking, I'm at a point where I don't care whether you do or don't, because I have nothing else to say.